When Sarah DeLapp was growing up, she loved war movies. So she decided to write a play that was like a war movie, but set in the world of girls' soccer. It's called The Wolves, and it's being staged at New York's Lincoln Center. Jeff London reports.
The lights come up on a green expanse of AstroTurf. 9 teenage girls are doing stretching exercises before an indoor match, and they're all talking at once.
He murdered thousands of people.
Literally hundreds of thousands.
Have you played with it before?
Yeah, when we start the play, we're immediately on a planet of teenage girls.
Playwright Sarah DeLapp.
Instead of following a brigade of young men in the trenches preparing to go to war, we're following a team of young women who are preparing for their own sort of battle on the soccer field.
No, it's not. It's not insensitive.
And the team is filled with young women who might at first appear like archetypes, the captain, the rebel, the innocent, the new one. But as the play goes on, these adolescent girls reveal themselves in surprising ways. DeLapp says she wanted the audience to know them
as soccer players, not as daughters, not as girlfriends, not as sexual objects, but as athletes, which is why I wanted to only give them character numbers as opposed to names.
The play charts this elite team as it goes through a season hoping to make it to nationals. An abortion is revealed, an eating disorder is discovered, friendships are made and fall apart.
I'm Susanna Perkins. I play number 11. The show is actually pretty physically demanding. It's sort of like a dance piece.
Director Lila Neugebauer, who was captain of her high school team, put the actors through their paces.
I trained them like a soccer team. We ran, we did soccer-related fitness, and we did drills, and we scrimmaged.
The actors are in constant motion, whether stretching or passing the ball to each other, says Midori Francis, who plays number 8.
You're like left, right, left, right, left, right, kick the soccer ball, run off stage. At the same time, you also have to be acting.
Could I play striker?
7 is striker. 7 has always been striker.
Oh.
It's just, we're undefeated, and we want to stay undefeated, right? Especially with the college showcase tournament coming up.
Although the young women of the Wolves live in a relatively privileged world, author Sarah DeLapp says they end up, like in a war movie, having to deal with death.
The play starts with this sort of glib discussion of others suffering, and by the end of the play, that suffering has come and visited them on their own turf, and they have to learn how to cope with it.
After Lincoln Center, the Wolves will be licensed to professional and amateur theaters around the country. So it might be coming to a high school near you. For NPR News, I'm Jeff London in New York.